January 19, 2023 marks the beginning of the 33th year of exile of the Kashmiri Pandits. More disturbing is the mute acceptance of this barbaric monstrosity by civil society and the media. First Exodus. The first exodus of the Hindu community in Kashmir happened in 1389-1413 CA, when Sultan Sikandar Shah, also known as Sikandar Bachchakan, destroyer of idols, unleashed an Islamic terror crusade throughout the valley. During his tenure, temples were razed, and mosques were constructed in their place. Second Exodus. The second exodus was marked in Fateh Shah II's reign, 1505-1514 CE. Shah came under the influence of Shams-ud-Din Iraqi, who was a Nurbakshi Shia Sufi, and began the heinous practice of persecuting Hindus in the valley. Third Exodus. After the dismissal of the Shahmiri dynasty, Kashmir Valley went under the control of the Mughals, and after that, atrocities in line began on the Hindu community. The reign of Jahangir and Shah Jahan were like nightmares for the community. Jahangir's commander Sardar Itqad Khan was a specialized in converting Kashmiri Hindus by torturing and thrashing them. Aurangzeb and his infamous governor, Iftikhar Khan, continued the reign of terror unleashed by his predecessors. This, in turn, forced the Hindu community to flee to other parts of the country. Fourth Exodus. Taking advantage of the declining Mughal Empire, the Durranis of Afghanistan took over control of the Kashmir Valley in 1752. The Durranis mastered Aurangzeb in cruelty, triggering the fourth exodus of the Kashmiri Pandits community. Fifth Exodus. A British officer's cook, Abdul Qadir, faced sedition charges for his fiery remarks against Maharaja Hari Singh in July 1931. The trial of Qadir stirred up sentiments. Protests were being held against the Dogra ruler. Things became ugly after the protesters were fired upon. This firing triggered communal violence in areas of Nowshera, Bori Kadal etc. Since local governor Trilok Chand gave the firing orders, the Kashmiri Pandits were targeted, attacked and ransacked. Sixth Exodus. Kashmir has not been a very peaceful land for longer periods. In the 1900s, the condition of Kashmiri Pandits kept deteriorating. A series of communal violence had been reported in the state. After 1947's independence, Pakistan's ISI-backed groups started pushing for the radicalization of Kashmir. To sustain their agenda, they bred hatred against Kashmiri Pandits. There were concerted efforts to orchestrate a public relations campaign to change the Kashmiri people. Seventh Exodus. January 19, 1990 brought more misery to the lives of Kashmir Pandits and subsequently led to their ethnic cleansing from Kashmir at the hands of Pakistani-sponsored separatists and terrorists. The majority population in Kashmir slept or kept its eyes and ears shut even as fanatics danced on the valley streets and roads, roared from loudspeakers atop mosques, threatening to rape and kill the kafirs if they failed to leave Kashmir. Asi Gachi Pakistan, Bato Roaste Batanev San, we want to become Pakistan with Hindu women, not with their men. To free Kashmir from Kufra. Azadi ka matlab kya la ila alila. Tikkar Lal Taplu. Back in July 1988, a separatist organization Jammu Kashmir Liberation Front, JKLF, started a separatist insurgency for the separation of Kashmir from India. On September 14, 1989, a prominent Kashmiri Hindu, namely Tikkar Lal Taplu, was attacked for the first time in Jammu and Kashmir. This instilled a sense of fear among the Kashmiri Pandits as Taplu's killers were never arrested. The Hindus felt unsafe in Kashmir Valley and feared being targeted at any time. On January 4, 1990, a local Urdu newspaper, Aftab, published a press release issued by Hezb-ul-Mujahideen, asking all Pandits to leave the valley immediately. The letter reads, "We order you to leave Kashmir immediately. Otherwise, your children will be harmed. We are not scaring you, but this land is only for Muslims, and is the land of Allah. Sikhs and Hindus cannot stay here." The threatening note ended with a warning, "If you do not obey, we will start with your children." Kashmir Liberation, Zindabad. Later, another newspaper republished the same warning. Walls were pasted with posters threatening to all Kashmiris to strictly abide by specific rules like the Islamic dress code, video parlors and cinemas, and restrictions on women. Unknown masked men with arms forced people to reset their time to Pakistan Standard Time. Shops, office buildings and other establishments were colored green as a sign of Islamic law, whereas on the other hand, homes and temples of Kashmiri Pandits were burned or destroyed. Threatening posters were pasted on the doors of Kashmiri Pandits' houses, asking them to leave the valley immediately. Girija Tikku, a lab assistant in HR Sec. School, was cut up by Islamic terrorists in Kashmir Valley. According to Internal Displacement Monitoring Center of the Norwegian Refugee Council, IDMC, 350,621 Kashmiri Pandits have been displaced from the valley since the insurgency began. Group massacres were common. Vandhama, Chapnari, Prankot and Nandimarg are a few of the localities that come to mind where groups of Hindus were mercilessly gunned down by terrorists, with the local population complicit in these killings.